Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Dialogues and Video Art, showing at George Fraser Gallery, is an exhibition that brings together video works from the Chartwell Collection, one of Aotearoa's most significant collections of contemporary art, along with video works from current students and recent graduates of Elam School of Fine Arts. Curated by visiting scholar, US art historian and curator Alex Bacon, alongside assistant curator and current Elam student Audrey Goggin, coming together to showcase the works from Elam students and alumni, along with the rich collection of moving image works from the Chartwell Collection, a collection that spans nearly 20 years of works from established Aotearoa and Australian artists. Dialogues and Video Art brings these works together in space to create this really beautiful interconnected conversation between works, speaking to themes of embodiment, duration, and the natural world, continuing this generative circulation of video art and the dialogues that surround them. I caught up with assistant curator Audrey Goggin about the show. I'd like to start off by speaking a bit to how this project came about. What kind of kickstarted this idea to have an exhibition within George Fraser that really showcased video art?
So it started off quite simply in the doctoral program last year. Some students painted the backspace of the George Fraser all black because their doctoral examination work was video work. Mm. So Simon Ingram thought of the idea of kind of making the most of that newly made video presentation space and putting it to use in another project.
Yeah, gorgeous. Because the front of the gallery is really light and
super light.
Yeah, it has heaps
plants
of
plants coming in and like windows and
which is so beautiful. Mm. And then you've got these black kind of dropout curtains, which is it's really a shift in environment and such a wonderful space to showcase video work. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. And this exhibition, as well as really showcasing video art, also has this beautiful and exciting element of bringing together works from Elam students, recent alumni, and video works from the Chartwell Collection, one of the country's most significant collections of contemporary art. Could you speak a little bit to how this collaboration came about?
Yeah, Simon Ingram thought of the idea of kind of bringing together Elam student and recent graduate work, as well as work from more established artists. And he reached out to Sue Gardner at Chartwell, and she was super keen about the idea because Chartwell kind of has this wonderful ethic of kind of an educational focus and community-based kind of reaching out and doing things together. So they were really into the idea, and that also gave us the opportunity to be able to bring in more established artists. The Chartwell Collection has so many video works in their collection, but this is the first exhibition that's actually foregrounded them. Mm-hmm. So they were also very excited to be part of that for that reason, kind of giving their collection and these works a kind of spotlight that they haven't quite had previously. And yeah, we're so grateful to have been working with the Chartwell Collection on this exhibition. It's really made it what it is.
Yeah, it's so wonderful bringing this collection and these works from recent graduates and current Elam students. That's a wonderful pairing. And the show was also curated by Alex Bacon, a New York-based art historian and curatorial associate at Princeton University Art Museum. Mm-hmm. You had the opportunity of working as assistant curator alongside him. Could you speak a bit to the curatorial process of the show?
Yeah, so Alex Bacon has been Elam's 2025 visiting scholar, and it's been really amazing. He's hosted different talks and seminars and kind of workshops with the student, and he was brought into this project kind of as the curator once we had Chartwell like ready to go with things. Mm. And I currently am the Elam Galleries coordinator, so through my kind of running of the galleries, I came into this role of assistant curator to help kind of run the galleries and also just as a kind of liaison between Alex Bacon and the students. So he picked the video works from the Chartwell Collection, and then I kind of helped put together a submissions form for students to submit work. And we went from there curating, like working with AV technicians as well, Grant Priest and Tracy Guo, to run all the technical logistics that I still don't quite understand some of them, and just run everything really smoothly. And the themes that Alec came up with that kind of encompass different aspects of the works and the order of the works. It's very different curating video work as opposed to other types of art, which has been such a learning experience for me, which I'm really grateful for. Yeah, so kind of just mostly playing with the order and selecting of the works was the biggest part of curating it.
So you put out an open call for the ELAM students?
Yeah, ELAM students and recent graduates. And Alex Bacon gave them in the submission, or in the call for applications, three different themes that the works could kind of revolve around.
I see. So you already kind of had this idea of these themes that you're going to pull into the space. Mm. And in bringing these works together in dialogue, there's this really beautiful interconnected nature between them that speaks to these themes that you kind of brought up, this embodiment, duration, and the natural world. Could you tell me a bit more about these themes that circulate the show and how kind of different artists harness or, navigate those things. Mm.
Yeah, so Alex create kind of picked out those themes based on what the Chartwell works he selected kind of focused on or touched on. And we provided those themes so students had something to bounce off without necessarily giving them the specific Chartwell works their work might sit alongside, to open up the kind of conversation between them to broader ideas of embodiment, the natural world, duration. And it's created a really interesting relationship between the two. Like, there's Alex Monteith's Ascents and Descents in Real Time, which kind of is quite a slow video, but also weirdly fast-paced at the same time. And it tracks dirt bikes going up and down a sand dune, and it's quite a close crop, so you can only see the bikes going past every now and then. There's this kind of anticipation. You kind of wonder what's going to happen, if anything more than just the bikes going up and down is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then works like a recent graduate work by Angela Pan called Lita, that work kind of, you move around this digital figure and get closer and further away, and there's that same kind of built anticipation of, you're not quite sure if something dramatic is going to happen or if it's just going to be the same, kind of that interesting tension of not knowing. And it's interesting to see that kind of duration and embodiment in two such different works together in the show.
Yeah, this anticipation kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
These ELAM works, they're kind of responding to the Chartwell collection film. Yeah, creating this really beautiful conversation between building on the themes in a different way with new context. Mm.
Yeah,
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 And this is such a unique opportunity for ELAM students and alumni to have their work sitting in a place of relation and enter into this dialogue with the works from the Chartwell collection. Campbell Patterson's Lifting My Mother for As Long As I Can, Shawana Spong's This Creature, just to name a few of the wonderful works on loan from Chartwell. How important is this opportunity for both undergraduate and postgraduate ELAM students?
Yeah, it is a really exciting opportunity, and all the students and recent grads who have been involved have been so excited and grateful for the project, and kind of just being part of an exhibition where your work is sitting alongside these really established works from the Chartwell collection, which is such a big part of the kind of collections in Aotearoa. And we also, Alex and I, ran workshops in the first part of the exhibition. So those brought the students and recent grads in, and along with the Doc FA student Inga Fillery, we recorded discussions among the students with speaking between their works and the Chartwell works and kind of what the dialogues and video arts are and what it meant to them. And those recorded transcripts are being turned into a piece of writing by Alex and Inga, which will live on the Chartwell Collections website.
Which is so
another
beautiful.
Yeah, another really amazing opportunity for especially undergrads and postgrads as well.
Yeah, really documenting the dialogues is such a such a beautiful idea, because whenever there's a show, the artwork, which, you know, is that main point, and it's so wonderful to see, but also all of the dialogues that circulate the exhibition, I think, are just such, just as an important part of it, and is also what kind of makes the artworks kind of live on and get, this new life and really, I don't know, find a place to, be in the world in a different way.
Like, what comes out of the exhibition, not just what's happening within it.
Yeah, and such a wonderful opportunity for ELAM students and alumni to have your works in this gallery alongside these works. and also just such a wonderful opportunity of dialogue between the works to occur, having these video works brought out from the Chartwell collection and enter into a new space of encounter with these recent works from Elam students and alumni, kind of adding these new layers of liveliness and opportunity for new dialogues. Mm-hmm. What do you think is so special about having these works in the space together?
I think you kind of mentioned something about it being quite intergenerational, which I think is so nice about it, and especially like Chartwell is so based in Aotearoa and the works all being at George Fraser Gallery, which is part of Elam School of Fine Arts. And many of the Chartwell artists went to Elam or taught at Elam.
Yeah.
Like Truana Spong is an alumna of Elam. Phil Dadson was a student and both spent time teaching at Elam. So kind of bringing them back into the current students there, and I feel like it's very easy to forget the huge legacy that Elam has and all of the people who have come through. So it feels so nice to bring them all back together at Elam once again.
Yeah, such a beautiful circulation of artists and artworks, and really continuing the circulative dialogue.
That was Assistant Curator Audrey Goggin speaking to me about dialogues in video art, now in its second part, showing at George Fraser until the 26th of September. We'll be right back.